Hey, you've reached Bible Time. This is Reverend John Marinelli. Our topic today is stumbling blocks. Well, I've seen four different stumbling blocks that keep somebody from really coming to a saving knowledge of Christ. The first one is, I cannot believe. That's to say, I can't believe because, you know, it's not scientific. It's not hard factual evidence. And so therefore my conclusion is I can't believe that God is real and Jesus really saves. But that's not true. There's a lot of factual evidence. It's how it's interpreted that makes a difference. But people want to use that excuse anyway. It's a stumbling block. And they want to say, I can't believe because it's not scientific. And it really is. The next one is, I won't believe. And this is a biggie. I won't believe because I have an underlying problem. Because if I do believe, I'm going to have to change my lifestyle. I'm going to have to say, I can't be shacking up with this lady. I can't be involved in stealing or taking dope or some other immoral action. I won't believe because of something. The third stumbling block is, I don't know what to believe. I mean, after all, I hear this one say this, and I hear another one say that, and my God, there's 3,000 different denominations in Christianity itself, plus all the religions of the world. How am I supposed to know which one's right? Of course, that same person has not done a study of scriptures, has not done a sincere search to know for themselves. They listen to other people, then they go, well, I don't know, it's all confusing to me. You say this, she says that. But what does the Bible say? The Bible says, he that believes on the Lord shall be saved, that there's no other way to heaven, the Father, but by Jesus. There's no other name given unto heaven whereby men must be saved but Christ. So it's a big excuse to simply just not care. The last one is, I do believe. Isn't that enough? I mean, you know, I believe in God and I believe in church and I believe that there was a Jesus. Isn't that enough? No, it's not enough. Because the scripture says, as many as received him, to them he gave the power to be the sons of God, the children of God. So there's not just a simple believe. Why, the Bible says the devils believe and tremble. You can't just believe in God. You have to know, you have to receive Christ as your Savior and make him Lord of your life. And then you know that you know. So today, remember that you need to receive Christ as your Savior. Put your whole heart, your whole existence into him. Trust him to be your Savior and your Lord. Christ will fill you with the Holy Spirit. You'll have life and joy and peace in him. And your whole world will change. And the end result is that you'll be with God, your Heavenly Father. God bless you, and have a great day.